In Liberia's capital, Monrovia, fighting has stopped, but the city remains sharply divided between rebel and government-controlled zones. On the government side, residents face severe food shortages. The United Nations has tens of thousands of tons of food in warehouses in the port area, but rebels control the port, and they've refused access to the food. Liberia's president, Charles Taylor, says he will resign on Monday in an effort to end the crisis in his country, but no one knows exactly what will happen. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that as people in Monrovia wait, they're taking desperate measures to find enough to eat.
Miata Cadiz and her two brothers leave their flip-flops at the edge of the mango swamp as they wade in to search for small black snails called kismes. The three walk in a line through the sharp swamp grass to the deeper water where the kismes burrow into the mud.
When you reach the mud, you put your hand there, you find a kisme. Together.
Miata says they reach into the mud and squeeze it through their fingers until they find the kismes. Miata is 16. She and her younger brothers got separated from their parents during the most recent rebel assault on Monrovia 3 weeks ago. Miata says all they've eaten for the last 10 days is boiled snails. They now sleep on the floor of an old high school with almost 2,000 other people who fled the fighting. The refugee camp is on the government-controlled side of the city, close to the vice president's compound. Rosemarie Jarbo, a Red Cross volunteer, also lives in the camp. Jarbo says people are eating kismes because they're desperate.
Normally people eat this, but it's once in a while if you're cooking palm butter. But because it's hard to get food now, so we eat it often to just sustain the body.
Jarbo says there's only a tiny piece of meat in each shell, and one end of the kisme has to be chopped off before it's cooked.
Cut the end of this. You cut it this far to be able to pull it out. But when you cut it, you have to wash it, shake it up in a pot to take all the sand and dirt from on it and drop it into the soup. If you don't wash it good, the soup will turn black, just like mud.
One of Miata's brothers has another small plastic bag with a couple of handfuls of patanga nuts. He'd gathered them earlier in the day from a tree along the main road. The patanga nuts can also be eaten after they're boiled. People say they taste like peanuts. In a classroom at the camp where Kadi and her brothers live, the International Rescue Committee just opened a medical clinic. Cecilia Malolo with the IRC is helping check people into the bare bones facility. Malolo says the most common ailment at the camp is malaria, but she adds that there's also a lot of malnourished children.
The situation we find ourselves in right now, we have problem with food, and most people cannot afford to buy protein diet. Sometimes they can easily find cassava and hardly find rice, which is our stable diet. And because the food are not balanced, so we have problems with malnutrition.
And as a result, many of the children in the camp have bloated stomachs and their hair is turning yellow. Most of Liberia's rice is imported on ships. Since the rebels seized the port 3 weeks ago, the price of rice on the government side of the city has increased sevenfold. Meat is in such short supply, people, particularly government soldiers, have started to eat dogs. Byron Wilson, who also lives at the camp, used to have three dogs, Blackie, Brownie, and Blacknose. But he says President Charles Taylor's troops shot the dogs and took them away.
Nearly every dog in the city has been gone because the militias go around hunting people's dogs. Even they want to even kill you for your own dog.
His eldest daughter cried as if she'd lost three brothers when she heard the dogs were dead. Wilson says he'll starve before he'd eat dog meat, and if the standoff between the rebels and the government isn't solved here, he just might. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Monrovia.